Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kamma Daf Lamed Tes. Now begin first with the end of the Mishnah, and then we'll go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, which is the Ikar Sugi over here. The last few lines of the Mishnah say, Sharhu Etzdadin Ein Echayev Miso, Shenemra Kiikach Veloy Sheyigichuhu. A Sharhu is trained to fight in stadiums, a bullfighter. If it kills someone, it's not Mechayev Miso, we dash him from the Pasuk Kiikach. This is a pasuk which says, "Kikach shor es isha yes isha umeis sokol yisokol ashor." The Mishnah says that din does not apply by shor ha'itzdadin. Now we'll discuss two shailas over here as far as this din of shor ha'itzdadin. The first shaila is the Mishnah only discusses what is the din if it kills, and the Mishnah says that the shor is not mechuyev misa. What about if the shor is mazik? Is there a chiyev mazik if the shor ha'itzdadin is negeach? And the second shaila we'll discuss is when the Mishnah talks about the shor ha'itzdadin that he's not chayev. The question is, do we mean to say dafka in a case where it's actually fighting now? In the stadium, that's where the Mishnah says that if it's negech, it's not chayev miso. Or does the Mishnah mean to say that this shor ha'itzdadin, once it's trained, it's already taught to be negech, even if it'll be negech outside of the stadium, not during a fight, still the din will be that the shor is potter. As we'll see, b'hamshach, it's possible that these two shailas are connected to each other. Now, as far as the first shaila, what is the din of this shor ha'itzdadin le'inyan chiyuv nizokin? So we have to see first the gemara daf chav daled amud beis. The gemara over there talks about a case, ha'mashase kalbi shel chaveri b'chaveroi. Rashi over there explains it means that Reuven has a kelev. And Levi is Meshasa the Kelev, he instigates the Kelev to attack Shimon. So the Gemara there is Mavur, that Levi, the instigator, he definitely is Potter, and Rashi explains because Groman bin Nizokin is Potter. The instigator is only considered a Goyim. However, the Gemara is right as far as the Bala Kelev, do we say he's Chai for the Mazik which his Kelev did? The Gemara explains he should know that his Kelev is the type to get instigated, and therefore he has to make sure that this doesn't happen. Or do we say he might have Leila Mevet, it's not his fault? Now, furthermore, the Gemara says, B'shem Rova, Imtim Sedoima HaMeshasa Kalbi Shachavir Bechavir Chayiv. On the side that you'll say that the Bala Kelev is Chayiv, she say Yehu Ba'atzmai Potter. If he instigates the Kelev and then the Kelev damages the instigator himself, there definitely the Bala Kelev is Potter. The Gemara says because Kol HaMashan U'Ba Chaveri V'shina Bo'i Potter. If the Nizik himself did something out of the ordinary, which eventually caused that the Nizik himself got damaged, in that case the Mazik is not Chayiv. Now tell you at the bottom of the Omid, Dibur Maschal HaMashasa Kalbi Shor Chaveri, he says Le'idomi L'shara Etzdadin. He compares Eretz Sugya to the Sugya over there. It seems that what he's bothered by, this Nebuchadnezzar asks his kasha clearly, is that what is the tat to say that the Bala Kelev is Mechuyev, the same way by Shor HaEtzdadin, the din is that the Shor HaEtzdadin is Potter, there also the din should be that the Kelev who was instigated in the Bala Kelev should be Potter. And this Tosfos answers that Shor HaEtzdadin is different, Sha'odom Nilcham Imay Lohargoy. The bullfighter fights with the Shor until death, that's already a different Madrigo, that's where we say the din is that the Bala Shor is Potter. And as we said, the Nebuchadnezzar over there is more Meirich, he first brings the Rifu Paskins Lahalocha. Like the tzad of the Gemara that the Bala Kelev is Chayev even though the Kelev was instigated. Since Rava says the Lashon of Imtim Tzolaymar Meshasa Kalbi Shachavir Bechavir Chayev, we pass him like the Imtim Tzolaymar and the Bala Kelev is Chayev. And the Megayis over there asks this Kasha, what is this different than Shor HaEtzdadin? The Amrisha says that you're Potter because Kiigach Vleishi Gichu Achirim, why is it different than Meshasa Kalbi Shachavir where we say that the Bala Kelev is Chayev? So the Megayis over there brings three different Mahalchim. First he quotes the Ra'ah. Rava says there's a difference between a Shor HaEtzdadin who was trained that way. He says, the Shor is Einbog Das Klal, it lost all of his Das, and it's Negeach Derech Tarbusa, it's ready the nature to be Negeach. That's why we say that you're Potter by Shor HaEtzdadin. Hashenken a Kelev, which has Das, it's not that it was trained always to fight. There, even if the dog is instigated, it will not necessarily always bite. There, then, is that the Bala Kelev is Chayiv. And the Ra'ah obviously understood that Ergemar, which says, Shor HaEtzdadin is Potter, also includes the Chiyuvei Nezikin. If Shor HaEtzdadin is Mazik, there also you Potter, now is his Kasha, what's the difference between the Shor HaEtzdadin and this case of Meshasa Kelev? Over the end of the Mukesef brings B'Shem Neritvo, who says maybe not like that. He says, Efshar, that the whole din of Shor HaEtzdadin is dafka le'inyan chiyuv miso, but not le'inyan chiyuv nizokin. And if so, there is no kasha bechal between the case of Shor HaEtzdadin and this case of Meshasa Kelev. Now the Mukesef then finishes off and he says, V'li nere, that the difference between the case of Shor HaEtzdadin and Meshasa Kelev is that Shor HaEtzdadin is not stam the pshat that one instigated the Shor. Right? He says, what happens is that they're mitzayer the Shor, they antagonize the Shor by painting it to the point that it's already na'ines, it has no choice, and it fights back. That's why we say the Shor HaEtzdadin is Potter, because Kiikach Vleishi Gichuhu. Hashenki Meshasa Kelev, Shishi is a much lower level of instigation, over there there is no din that the Bala Kelev is Potter. The Taiz which we saw at the bottom of Chav Daled Amud Beis, which says very Bekitzer, he says, Leidom LeShor HaEtzdadin, Sha'odom Nilchom Imay Lohargoy, Hikamina Derech Nemuka Yosef, and this is a much higher level than the Shishi of a Kelev. Upon what we have is Machoikis Rishainim, the Taiz over there as well as the Ra'an and Nemuka Yosef, they all hold that the din of Shor HaEtzdadin applies not only as far as Chiyav Misa, but also as far as Chiyuv Nezakin, if one instigates the Shor to the level of Shor HaEtzdadin, the Bala Shor will not be Chai for Hezek, which it does. On the other hand, we have the Shita of the Ritzvah, who is Mistapik. He says maybe the whole din of Sharet Stadion is only leaning Chiv Misa, not leaning Chiv Nizakin. As far as the second trial which we posed, is the din of the Mishnah by Sharet Stadion Dafka while it's having the bullfight, or does Mishnah mean that once the Shah was trained and ready to fight, now it's always considered Loishi Gichu Achirim? So the Chaznish poses this Shaila in Simon Ches Sifkot and Zayin, and he says that the Muki Yosef over here in Ersug is Mashma, that the whole din is only while it's fighting in its Stadion. The Lashon of the Muki Yosef over here in the Sugya is, he says, if Ba'isei Maimid, which Lachar means during the bullfight, if the shark kills, he's potter from a Chiv Misa, because of the Joshua of Leishi Gichu Bal Karchai, and he explains, De'inu Gormulei Umeinis Onis. The person who instigated the shark, he's the one who caused it, and the shark is an Onis. And Lachar, what the Mukasev over here means, is similar to that which he says earlier on Daf Chav Dalid. Over there, he had a hechruch to explain the pshat of the din of Sharet Stadion is because the shor is mamish like an oynis. Because of the kasha that he had, what is the difference between Sharet Stadion and Shisa Bayesa Kelev? This lechur would be the ray of the Muki Yosef to say that the whole din of Sharet Stadion is dafka ba'isei maimid, because only then are you mitzaret to the point that it becomes an oynis and it's forced to be negeach. If so, it would come out that these two shayas, as we said, are tolly zebezeh. Since the Muki Yosef held that the din of Sharet Stadion is lav dafka le'inin chi of misa, it's also le'inin chi of nizokin. Which, as we explained, the same way you can make the drasha on the pasuk of Kiyikach, you can make that same drasha on the pasuk of Kiyigoyif. Therefore, once the din is also true by Nizokin, he was bothered by the kasha, what is the chil between Sharet Stadion and Shisub Yisakelev? And he had to answer that Sharet Stadion was a much higher level, the shah is antagonized until the point that it becomes an oinis, and Mamela is muchach as far as the second shiloh, that it's only ba'isei maimid, because only then is it considered an oinis. If so, it would come out that if you hold like the Ritvah, who had it sad to say that the din of Sharet Stadion is dafkalin and chiv misa, not lin and chiv Nizokin, and the kasha will never start. What is the chiluk between our case and the case of Shisa Bayesa Kelev? You would have to be mechadash a Sharet Stadion is mamish and oynis. And then you wouldn't have a right to this shayla. Maybe the din of Sharet Stadion is even if it's not ba'isei maimid. Once already the teva of the shar is that it's a nacha, and the din will be that it's always potter. It's always included in this drasha of loishi gichu achirim, even if it's not during ba'isei maimid. The Mishnah brings the din of shor shal chirish shayta v'koton shenogach shor shal b'keach potter. Next in the Mishnah brings afterwards shor shal chirish shayta v'koton. And the Gemara explains what is the chiluk between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha is referring to the din of being goyve from a short tam, and that we say in mamidin apetropis l'tam ligvois migufay. The Seifa of the Mishnah is telling us a different din, that if we see already that this shor is a nachon, so mamidin apetropis umeidin lehem b'fnei apetropis umashvin le'muid, we appoint an apetropis that we should be made in front of him and make the shor into a muid. Dechihad v'nogach l'shalim me'aliyah. If afterwards, once it's a mood, then ready, it continues to be negech, then ready, he will be mechuyif to pay min aliyah. What then brings him a chaykis, mi aliyah's man, mi aliyah's yisayim, or mi aliyah's apetropis. As far as the din of the ratio of the Mishnah, that aim amid an apetropis, the time ligvois migufoy, the Gemara later on Amud Beis brings him a chaykis in the Braisa, the Mais the Rabban Paschal is like the Shita that we are maimed apetropis, the time ligvois migufoy, not like the Stam Mishnah. Ragapanim, what is the pshan in this Shita of the Mishnah, that there's a chaykis between a time and a mood? As far as the Tam is concerned, we say, Eim amin apetropis the Tam ligvois migufoy. The mashmash of the Gemara is that we don't appoint the apetropis in the first place for that purpose. The only purpose he serves is that if the shor will be a muid, then he'll be goyve min aliyah, but we don't appoint the apetropis in this, that you'll be goyve from the guf of the shor by a shor tam. The mashmash is that the chilik has to do with the fact that you're goyve from the guf of the shor by a shor tam, for shanking by a shor muid, you're goyve from aliyah. What difference does it make where you're goyve from? So as we'll see, there are a number of mahalchim in Rishainim. Rashi himself gives two mahalchim. The first mahalchim Rashi says is that since by a time you're goyer from the guf of the shor, and the guf of the shor is metaltalin, so the din is, as the Gemara says in Daf Yudah Amud Beis, ain bezin niskakim elon l'chosim sheish lemachrayis, and the Gemara explains that's referring to Yusaimim. When we're goyer from Yusaimim for chiyuvei nizikim, we can only be goyer from karak and not from metaltalin, and since a shor time you're goyer for the guf of the shor, which is metaltalin, therefore we cannot be goyer from Yusaimim for the chiyuv of a shor time. And this Gemara, which Rashi refers to, is on Daf Yudah Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is coming to explain that which it says in the Mishnah, Shava Kesef. The Gemara explains Shava Kesef means you can only be goyver for Nezikim from Karka. The Gemara over there, Behemshach, explains why does Shava Kesef have a connotation of Karka and not Metaltalin? Well, Kapan, the Gemara says, this is the point of the Mishnah, that you can only be goyver for Nezikim from Karka and not from Metaltalin. This Gemara asks Akashish from the Joshua Yoshiv. The Pasuk says, Kesef Yoshiv the Bolov, and we learn from Yoshiv the Rabbi's Shava Kesef Afilu Subin. You see that you could be goyver from Metaltalin for the Chiv of Nezikim. And that, on this thing, my answer is, Hachav Mayaskin and Biyasmi, the Mishnah is referring to Yosemim. Over there, that's what we say the din is, that you can only be goyim from Karka and not from Metaltalin. Now, if we look in that Gemara, it's clear That what we're talking about in that case is where the father already had a chiv for a hezek which was done while he was alive. Afterwards, when he dies, and the nizik wants to be goyer from the yisaimim, then the din is he can only be goyer from the karka of the yisaimim and not from metaltalin. The Gemara is mefurish like this because behemshach the Gemara there brings a brayso im kodam nizik v'tofas metaltalin bezdin goyvla mehem. If the nizik already was tofas from the metaltalin of the yisaimim, then Rei Bezdin does allow him to collect from it. And the Gemara explains the case is talking about when it's tofas mechayim, when he was tofas before the father died. If he was tofas metaltalin and then the father died, then we do allow him to be goyver from these metaltalin. Clearly, we're talking about a case where the hezek was done by the father. Now the question is, what could the nizik be goyver from the yisaimim? And that din is he can only be goyver from the karka, not from the yisaimim. And the truth is that din is not specifically by nizikin; it's by all bali chayiv. The din is metaltli diyaspin like mishtabdi the bal chayiv. Anytime the father owed money and the bal chayiv wants to come and be goyver from the yisaimim, he can only be goyver from karka, not from metaltlin. Rashi himself over there explains what is the pshan in that din. The ikal meimer laachar misas aviyim knom. It could be that these metaltlin which the yisaimim have really did not come from the father. Maybe they themselves bought it. Therefore, the klal is metaltlin of yisaimim not meshuvah to a bal chayiv, and the same would be true also by a nizik. The metaltlin of yisaimim not meshuvah to pay for the hezek which their father did. Now, Tosaf here in Ersuga asks Akash and Rashi. Rashi seems to be a pella. He compares Ersuga to the Gemara over there in Daf Yudavar Amud Beis. Ersuga is talking about a case where the hezek happened by the yisaimim themselves. It was their show which was mazik. How could Rashi compare that to the Gemara in Daf Yudavar, which is talking about where the hezek happened by the father? The klal of metaltlin diaspin like meshtabdi means it's not meshuvah to pay for a chayiv of the father. And for hezek also, it's not meshuvah to pay for the hezek which the father did. But here, where they themselves did the hezek, it was their shah which is mazik. Why should we not be able to be goyver from the goof of the shah which is metaltlin? Because of this kasha, Tosis rejects Rashi's pshat. The Pnei Yeshua over here, he's also very bothered by Rashi. He says Rashi is tamua ma'id. Because of the chaymer akusha, he wants to say to answer Rashi. The Rashi means to say like this. Really, Rashi is maskim. The partial case of the Mishnah is when the yisaimim's own shah was mazik. And if they really don't need to come on to any hezber, why would not Maimon Apachapas Ligvois from Ashar Tam? Because since Yisem Malav Bnei Tashlumen Ninu, they have no Chi of Tashlumen for any Hezek, the Mishnah later on in Daf Pei Zayin Amarav says, even if they themselves were Chayvo Bacherim, Adam Amazik, also there is no Chi of Tashlumen for Ktanim. The Mugresa over here on this Mishnah, he says, that Chayr Shreit Vekoton, Lav Bnei Deya Ninu, Vlei Chayvinu Rachman, Vlei Bemitzvois, Vlei Bemakis, Vlei Ba'inshim, the Torah didn't give them any Chiyuvim, and if they also do not have Chi for Nezikim, whether it's Niske Gufon or Niske Memoinam. Akapan the Pnei Yeshua says that really this would be the pshat. We wouldn't have to give any hezber. Why would not Maimon Apachapis for a tam ligvayis migufay? It would be simple. Since there is no chiyuv tashlumin miyakar din, why would we misaken and try to be mechayev them by being Maimon Apachapis if miyakar din their potter? And even though we do find that by a shar mud, we are Maimon Apachapis to be mechayev them, that's me pnei tikkun ha'olam. We don't want that their shar should go around being mazik everyone, but by a shar tam, why should we look for ways to be mechayev them? Therefore, the Pnei Yeshua says, really, you don't need any explanation when it was their own shar tam which was mazik. However, Rashi was bothered by a different point, that the lashon of ein maimon apachapas ligvayis migufa is mashma, that not only are we not maimon apachapas to be the shomer to make sure that their shar is not mazik, that even if there had already been a chiyuv before, like for example, if this shar tam was mazik while it was by the father, and the question just is about the gviya, still we say ein maimon apachapas ligvayis migufa, we're not maimon apachapas to be in charge of the gviya, that we should be made on this shor and be goyve because of the hezek which was done by the father, that also we don't do. Now this Rashi had to give an explanation, what is the pshat over here? Here the Rebbe Etzem is a chiyuv tashlumin. Why should you not be able to be goyve for the yisaimim? On this Rashi answered, that since by a shor time you're goyve from the goof of the shor, which is metaltlin, but then is that we're not goyve from metaltlin of yisaimim to pay for the chayvis nezikin of the father. Pnei Yeshua says, kein ner liyashiv k'tas loshen Rashi m'pnei adchak. Now the Sefer HaFlo over here in Er Sugyo, he brings this mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua and he asks a number of kashas on the Pnei Yeshua. Firstly, he says, the way Pnei Yeshua understands Rashi, this din of Eim Amin Apachapis Latam Ligvayis Migufa would be true not only by a Koton, but a Yosim, even if he's a Godel, the same din would also apply. That which the Gemara says in Daf Yudalid, that by a Yosim Eim Bez Niskakam El Nechosim Sheishlan Machrayis, which as the Gemara explains, it means that we're not going from the Yosim for the Hezek which is done by their father, we only from the Karak and not from Metatlin, that's not dependent on whether the Yosim are Ketanim or Gedolim. Since the nechasim they got were from the father, and those nechasim are not meshuvah for the hezek, unless they're karka, not if they're metaltalin, it makes no difference if they're ketanim or gedolim. Now, the second kasha the Sefer HaFlah asks is that Tosis on Daf Yudavar Amud Beis is mevur, that by a short time we are goyver from the goof of the shor, there we don't say this klal, that ein bezdin niskakam el nechasim sheish lemachrayis. Because as the Gemara says over there, that if the nizik is tofas, then we don't take away the metaltalin that he was tofas. And in this case, by a shor tam, it's always considered that the nizik was taifis. Since he gets a chilik in the guf of the shor, at the time of the negicha, it's considered that the nizik was already taifis from the metaltlin of the father. he would be able to keep those metatlin even after the father dies. And if so, the whole klal over there, the Gemara and Daf Yadal, would not apply over here, where we're talking about a shar tam. Less from Mechayesh, the Rashi argues in that Nakuda of Taisis, but if we don't want to make this machlekes, then we'll have to learn Rashi differently, not like the way the Pnei Shor understood Rashi. Now, thirdly, he asks another kasha, that in the ratio of the Mishnah, Shor Shal Pekech, Shonogach, Shor Shal Chir, Shait Vekotan, there surely it's not talking about a case that this shar of the Kotan, which was damaged, the damage happened while the father was alive, because the din is Ein Adam Merish Knas Lebanov. If there was a Chir of Chatzin Nezek while the father was alive, and then he died, since Chatzin Nezek is a Knas, that Knas would not go over to the sons, and the sons would not be able to be given Bechlau for that Hezek. And since the Reisha is not talking about such a case, it's not Mustar that the Seif of the Mishnah is talking about a different case. Therefore, the Seif of the Mishnah would also be in a case where the damage happened by the Katan, not by the father. And because of all these kashas, the Sefer Aflah has a whole new pshat to understand what does Rashi mean over here. He says that the Klav Matata Diyaspi Lim Mishtabdi, in the classic din, where the father had a chayiv and then the father died, and the Yisem got matatlin from the father, so the din is that the bachayiv cannot be given those matatlin, he can only be given a karka which the father had owned. The pshat is, the Sefer Aflah says, because we know that there are two types of shibudim. There's a shibud aguf and a shibud of nechasim. Taisus talks about this in a number of places. There's one shibud which was on the person himself. Anytime a person owes money, so his guf is meshubet to pay back the chayiv. Once he's meshubet, so we can be goyve afil miglima dal kaspei, we can be goyve anything which he has, whether it's karka or metatlin, because it's a direct shibud on him himself to pay back his chayiv. Now additionally, there's a second din shibud, and that is that any karka the loyve had at the time he borrowed the money, or even karka which he buys after he owed the money, that karka itself is meshubet, and even if he'll sell that karka to someone else, since there's a direct shibud on the karka, besides the shibud a guf of him himself. The shibud aguf on the loiva would only allow the malva to be given something which the loiva owns at the time the malva comes to collect it. If the loiva sold karka, the malva would not be allowed to take it away from the buyer. The only reason why he can is because there's a direct shibud on the karka itself. However, this shibud is dafka by karka, not by metaltalin. There is no concept of the shibud directly on the metaltalin which the loiva owned. The only way we could be given metaltalin is if the malva comes to be given the chayiv, we could take away anything that the loiva has, whether it's karka or metaltalin. We could even take the shirt off of his back. That's because of the shibud haguf. And this is the shot why Metatlin the Yasmin Lay Mishtabdi, that Flah explains, since the Yisraim, they're not the ones who borrow the money, there is no shibud haguf, so even though the karka which they inherited from the father, that is Meshubut to the Baal Chayiv, that's because of a direct shibud on the karka itself. Mashenki Metatlin which they got from the father, which as we said, Metatlin never has a direct shibud, it's only because of the shibud haguf of the father, and that shibud haguf is only on the father, not on the son, therefore the Baal Chayiv does not have a right to come and be gave the Metatlin of the Yisraimim. Now based on this, Flah says, this is the shot over here. What Rashi means to explain by Chayr Shreit Vekotan. He says, since Chayr Shreit Vekotan are lav mnei deyaninu, even if they were mazik or their shar was mazik, there is no shibud on they themselves. There's no concept of a shibud aguf for the hezek by Chayr Shreit Vekotan. The same way that lav b'chal mitzvahs and the lav b'chal inshim, they're also lav b'chal a shibud aguf to pay back for a hezek which they caused. However, that flaw says, a shibud nechosim would be shaykh even by Chayr Shreit Vekotan. It would be shaykh to say that at the time of the hezek, the nechosim now becomes meshubud to pay back for the chayv. However, that's only if it's karga. Metatlin, as we said, Metatlin never has a shibud directly on the Metatlin itself. Therefore, we would not be able to be goyver from the Metatlin of the Chayr Shreit Vekotan when his shar is mazik. Now, Flah says, this is what Rashi means to say over here. Rashi means to compare the same way we say Metatlin liyasmin loy mishtabdi. In a case where the yashim from the father, the Metatlin is not meshubid since there's no direct shibud aguf on the yisaimim. There's only a shibud of nechasim which they got from the father. That's only by karka, not by Metatlin. Here as well, by Chayr Shreit Vekotan, the only possible shibud would be on the nechasim themselves. And may let's dafka from karka, not from metatlin. Therefore, over here, by a short time where you're goyver from the goof of the shar, you would not be able to be goyver from the short time of a chayr shayt of a katan. According to this, the Aflah explains, the short time of a chayr shayt of a katan would be even worse than the short time of a yosim, who yarshin the short time from his father, when it was mazik by the father. Because over there, Taisa Dafi Daud says that the nizik can't collect because it was if he was taifis mechaim, while this short time was still by the father. Mashenki, in this case, by a short time of a chayr shayt of a katan, even if we'll consider it as if the nizik was teifus at the time of the negicha, still that's not going to help because the metatlin of the chayr shreit vekotan are not meshubid, therefore a tfisa will not help. And some of the contemporaries from, they say a similar teretz to that which the Aflah is saying, however they explain a little bit differently, and they say that we see further on in the Gemara that even in a case where we are maimed apotropis, like by a shar muid, we're maimed apotropis to be goyva min aliyah, the Gemara is before that by esim, really the apotropis are the ones who should have to pay from their own money. Since they're mechayiv in the shmira and they were peshay in the shmira, really, we should be goyver from them. It's sad to say that we're goyver from the Yisayim and not from the Apotropis, is because Mimni Vloy Avdi. Therefore, we're misakin to be goyver from the Yisayim and not from the Apotropis. That's as far as the Tashuman of a Shar Muid. Now, had the din been that by a Shar Tam also we would have been Maimon Apotropis, there also the Chir, the din would have been the same, but Etzem, the Shibud Aguf, The Ikra Chiv Tashum will be on the Apotropos, not on the Yusayimim, since the Apotropos was the one who was Peshaya in the Shemirah. Even though there also the Chum would be Misakin to be Goyer from the Yusayimim, not from the Apotropos, because Mimini Vloy Avdi. But since the Ikra Chiv is on the Apotropos, not on the Yusayimim, the Chum would not have created a Shibud Aguf on the Yusayimim. All they would have done was create a Shibud Nechasim. And what would come out would be that the Gedder of their Chiv, in this case where the Shar was Masik while it was by them, by the Yusayimim, would have the same Gedder as if it would have been Masik by the father, and they would have Yashin that Shar. Then would have been that there would be no Shibud Aguf, only a Shibud Nechasim. Therefore, Rashi means to say the same way, when the Shar was Masik by the father, we cannot be Goyer from the Metatlin of the Yusayimim, because Metatlin liyasmi like Mishtabdi, which means that there's no Shibud Aguf on the Yusayimim, only a Shibud Nechasim. That's only on the Karka, not on the Metatlin. Here the Din would have been the same thing. Since they didn't have a Shibud Aguf, the Yusayimim, the Shibud Aguf really is on the Apotropos, so they would only be a Shibud Nechasim, not a Shibud Aguf. There also, we'd only be able to be Goyer from the Karka, not from the Metatlin. That's what Rashi means to say, since by a short time we're Goyer from the Guf, that wouldn't be Shayach by the Shor Yusayimim, since there is no Shibud Aguf on them, there's only a Shibud Nechasim, and we cannot be Goyer from Metatlin. This is all the first Mahalach of Rashi. Rashi then brings B'Shem Ha'ikud Omar. The reason why Eim Amin Apotropos Latam Ligveis Megufoy is because Chatzi Nezik is a Knas, V'yas V'lav B'nei Knosa Ninu. Yusayim are not Mechuyiv to pay a Knas. And this Rashi asks, Im Kain, my Ligveis Megufoy Dinokat, what is the stress on the word Megufoy? Mashmai says the reason why we're not Maimon Apotropos to be Goyim from a Shor Tam is because we're Goyim from the Guf of the Shor. According to this Mahalach, it has nothing to do with the fact that you're Goyim from the Guf of the Shor. It has to do with the fact that Chatzi Nezik is a Knas, and we cannot be Mechayiv Yusayim in a Knas. Rashi asks another Kash on this Shor from the Gemara Leilon Amud Beis. Tosaf here also brings this second Shor of Rashi, and he rejects it. He asks another Kash on this Shor would only work if you hold Chatzi Nezik as a Knas. If you hold Chatzi Nezik as Memoino, what would be the Shor? Oh, and you have to be able to be Goyim from Yusayim. Now go to the final pshat of Taisus, the pshat that Taisus concludes with. He says, "Kiven dechas rachman elatam shlo yishalim chatzin nezek." Once we see that minatir, we want it to be make up with a shor tam. He doesn't have to pay nezek shalim, only chatzin nezek. Therefore, by Yisayim, which really they should not have a chiv to pay for the hezek of this shor tam. The question is whether bezin should be mayor and apotropis in order to be goyver the chatzin nezek. Since we see that the Torah was make up, Chacham also did not look for ways to be mechayv a person in this chatzin nezek. And they were only Maimon Apotropos to be Goyver the Chiv Nezek Shalim of a Mu'ed. And Tosa adds, as we see the Gemara later on Amud Beis, if you hold it by a Mu'ed, Tzad Tamas Bim Koy Maimedes, they also would say, Eim Amin and Apotropos, on the Chelik Tamas of this Shalim Mu'ed, we're not going to be Goyver from the Yusayimim. Tosa says this for the same reason, since there also were Mekel on the Tzad Tamas of a Mu'ed, according to the man number Tzad Tamas Bim Koy Maimedes, that you're not going to be Goyver Chatzi Nezek only from the Guf of the Shar, so you see the Torah is Mekel, so will also be Mekel on the Tzad Tamas of this Mu'ed, not to be Goyver the Chelik Tamas by being Maimon Apotropos for the Yusayimim. Now, the Pulach Harift over here on the Rosh, in Noi Zayin, he asks the Kash on this Teretz of Tosfos, that the Chardish should be telling you the Machoikis whether Chatzin Nezik is a Knas or Chatzin Nezik is Momin. The one after Tezvav Amir Alef brings a Machoikis about this, and the Gemara over there is Mavur that if you hold Chatzin Nezik is a Knas, the Pshat is because Stam Shvam or Becheskas Shimur Kaimi, Ubedinhud Leila Shalim Klal. Really, you should be Potter totally because the Bayim had a right to assume that the Shor is Becheskas Meshumer. Rachmanahu de Kansei ki Hechid Lindre Le Turei. The Torah gave him a knas to make sure that he watches his shor. If so, you can't say that the Torah was chas on him. Adrav, the opposite, the Torah was machmor on him. Really, he should have been potter because the shor was becheskas shimur, and the Torah gave him a knas that he should make sure to watch his shor. L'chor, this is not chas rachmona alei. So the Pulach Rifta says you have to be madchig and say that once the Torah wanted to give him a knas, really we don't find anywhere a knas of chatzi nezek. The knas should have been either nezek shalim or a set price. For example, we find a knas of shlishim shel eved. Here, where the Torah gives a knas of chatzi nezek, al karach l'pshat is because the Torah wanted to give him a knas, but on the other hand, we also wanted to be chas on him. That's why we lower the knas to only chatzi nezek. This is what Tosfos means. It could fit even if you hold the chatzi nezek as a knas. We see the Torah was chas on him, and therefore we don't want to be maimon and apotropos for the yusayimim to be mechayiv him to pave this chatzi nezek, which the Torah wanted to be mekel on him. Now, the truth is, this point of the Pulach Harifta was already raised by Rabbeinu Yeshaya. This is brought in the Shita Mekubetes. He brings the pshat of Tosfos and he says that even if you hold chatzi nezek as a knas, still we find that the Torah is mekel on him, because the Torah said that dinas you can only be goyva migufay. In other words, he's explaining it's not that the chatzi nezek, that's what makes it into a chas rachmana. Rather, it's the fact that you cannot be goyva more than the value of the shor hamazik, that's where they see that the Torah was chas on him. And l'chor, that would be more like meduik in the lashon of the Gemara, like this pshat. The lashon of the Gemara, eima min apotropos latam ligvois migufay. This would fit very well with this pshat of Rabbeinu Yeshaya. The stress is that tam is nigva migufay. Therefore, since we see the Torah is mekel on him, so therefore eima min apotropos latam. Just as we see that by a time you're only goyva migufay. Now go back now to an important point that Tosfos made previously in this Tosfos. Tosfos had a tzad to say, the reason we're not maimon apotropos for a time ligvayis migufay is because since mi'ikra din, A katan who's mazik, even if his gufo is mazik, he's also potter, as we see later on in the Mishnah Daf Pei Zayin. The Mishnah says, "Chayir shreitz v'katan pigiyos and ro hachayvu behem chayv v'vehim shachovu ba'achirim p'turim." And Tais wanted to suggest this is the reason why imamina b'chabes l'tam ligvayis migufay. Since even if the guf is mazik, they're potter. Koshkein if the mamid is mazik, and even though by a mood the din is that we are made up b'chabes, that's because of the rabbanan takanta in play tikkun ha'olam. So that the shor does not go and be mazik everyone. But if there's no reason to make a special takana, then we're not going to be ma'amid apetropis to be mechayev them for the nezik of their shor, since even if they themselves are mazik their potter. Now this taste says this cannot be the pshat, because the Gemara Noma Beis is mevur, that if it's holch b'ayla l'mdina sayam, this is telling the same shadow whether we're ma'amid apetropis for a tam ligvay smigufay by a chay shreit v'kotan, the same machalikus would also be for a b'ayla musholach l'mdina sayam. And over here taste says you don't have this svara, someone who's holch l'mdina sayam, he himself if he's mazik is definitely chayev. He's a type of person that we can't be mechayvim with tashlumi and nezikin. The question is when he's halach l'bina sayam, there's no one to watch his shar. The shayla is if we should be ma'im rapetropis to watch the shar for him. And the Gemara's boy, this is the same shayla by Rechei Shreit V'Katan. If the whole reason not to be ma'im rapetropis by Rechei Shreit V'Katan is because it's not shaykh to be mechayvim with a tashlumi and nezikin, that shar would not apply by someone who's halach l'bina sayam. From here, Tosfos proves that there must be a different reason why we would not be ma'im rapetropis to be goyim from a tam. And that reason would also apply by someone who's halach l'bina sayam. Now from this shakl of Italian Taisis, we see an important point in the sugya, and that is that there are really two reasons why the shor of a chayr shreit v'katan who's mazik, we cannot be mechayev the chayr shreit v'katan. The first reason is because the chayr shreit v'katan is a lav bar tashlumin. We mentioned previously the lashon of the Rebbe Yosef over here. He says the same way we're not mechayev them in mitzvahs and we don't give them einshim, we can also not place a chi of tashlumin on a chayr shreit v'katan. This is what Taisis means to say from the mission later on, that you see, even if the guf is mazik, we cannot be mechayev them. And secondly, there's a second point over here. And that is that since they cannot watch the shar, there's no pshi of the bailim, we cannot be mechayev them for the negicha of their shar. That would also apply by mitzvah halach l'mdina sayam. Derech Agava mentioned that in the Sefer Yelis HaShachar from Emshtaymin, he says, Akarach, the case is that the bailim was halach l'mdina sayam ba'ines, it was not shaykh for him to appoint someone to watch his shar. If he left willingly, he should have made a shamer for his shar before he left, and if he didn't, that would be pashta, we could mechayev him, even if we were not maimon apachopis. Akapam, in a case where he left Ba'inus, then already he has the same din as the Chayr Shreit V'Katan. We cannot be mechayev them for the Negicha of their Shar, since it was not shaykh them to watch their Shar. And that's the question, whether we're Maimon Apachabas, we point Apachabas to be the Shemer, then already there is a Pshia of the one who was supposed to have been watching it, and we can be mechayev them. And this was the Shakla Vatari of Taisvis. Taisvis wanted to say, maybe the reason why by a Shar Tam we're not Maimon Apachabas, that means to say that really, even if we are Maimon Apachabas, and there is someone who has supposed to have been watching this Shar, still, Ba'etzim, we still cannot put a Chi of Tashlumin on the Yosemim, since we see even if they themselves are Mazik, we cannot be Mechayev them. The Chayr Shreit V'Katan are types of people who cannot have a Chi of Tashlumin placed on them. Nafka by a Sharmu, there's a special Takana that we can't be Mechayev them, Mipnei Tikkun Ha'Olam. And on this Taisus proof, from Mishah Halach L'mdina Sayam, there is no issue about placing a Chi of Tashlumin on him. The other question just is that there was no one who was Peshaya in the Shmira, and the Shailah should be Maimon Apetropis to do the Shmira. And still we see that this Shailah is telling the same Shailah as Chayr Shreit V'Katan, whether we can be mechayev them chatzi nezik when we're ma'amid for them in apotropis. So our karach of the pshat is not that these are types of people that we cannot place a chi of tashlumin on them. So again, now that we know the ma'isa that the din is we're not ma'amid apotropis legabi the chiv of a short tam, so the reason why a chayr shreit v'katan our potter is for two reasons. Firstly, that there was no one who was peshaya in the shmira. We don't make an apotropis to be shamer legabi this chiv of chatzi nezik. And secondly, because we can never be mechayev them in any types of chi of tashlumin, even if they themselves were mazik, koshkin if the moment was mazik. And the chayr, there seems to be an afkamina between these two reasons, and that is that the shita of that goyis ashri on that mishnah later on in Daf Pei Zayin is that even though a katan who's mazik is potter, however, once he becomes a gadol, then already he's mechuyif to pay for the hezik that he did while he was a katan. Not all yishayim are maskim to this, and l'maisel halacha the shulchan aruch paskins not like this a goyis ashri. Chayr shemishra simin tavchav siv ches, but according to the shita of the goyis ashri, the pshat is that we cannot be mechayif him with the chi of tashlumin while he's a katan. Once he becomes a gadol, then already we can't place on him the chi of tashlumin for the hezek that he did when he was a katan. In other words, it's not the pshat that he's potter legamri, there is no chiyuv bechlal. Rather, the hezek that he did is considered a hezek, and even if it was a katan that does not have das, the din is that Adam HaMazik is chayiv, even if he did not have das. So that's if there should be a chiyuv tashlumin, just while he's a katan, we cannot be mechayiv him. When he becomes the god of them, we can't be mechayiv him. And the question is, what will be in this case, if the short time of this chayiv short of a katan was mazik, we're not maimon apetropis, and we're not mechayiv him chatzi nezek, what happens when this katan becomes a gadol? Are we going to be mechayiv him then? This would be an afkamina between the two taimim. According to the reason that we're not mechayiv him because we cannot be mechayiv him with any tchi of tashlumin, so then just as the goy sashri says that when he becomes a gadol, he's mechayiv to pay for the moment that he was mazik, he would also have to pay for the moment that his shor was mazik. However, since there's a second reason that there's no p'tri in the Shmira, it's not shaykh for a chayv shaytiv katan to wash his shor, and we're not maimed up a chabas l'gavi this either. If so, even when he becomes a gadol, he'll still be potter. Now, if we take a look at the Agoyis HaShri over there on Daf Pei Zayin, he says something interesting. One of the rays that he brings, that when the katan becomes a gadol, then he does have to pay, is from Eres Sugya. The Gemara at the bottom of the Omer brings the machlikis, by shor mud, we are maimed up a chabas, and you pay me an aliyah. And the machlikis says, may aliyah's man, is it from the aliyah's yisayim, or is it from the aliyah's apetropis? And on the top of Amar Beis, Rabbi Yisrael Bachanina says, "May Aliyas Apetropis, the Chozim v'Nefroim mina Yisayim l'chi Gadli." When the Yisayim become Gadol, then already they have to pay back to the Apetropis. And the Goyis Ashrei brings a riot from here. He says, "Kol Shkem when they themselves were Mazik, all the Mazik for sure the din is like this that they're potter to pay. However, when they become Gadol, then they're ready they are Mechuyif to pay." Now, at first glance, it would seem that the Goyis Ashrei is saying not like we just said, rather he's saying the same way. By Adam Mazik, the din is that when they become Gadol, they're Mechuyif to pay. The same is true by the Maman Amazik of this Katan. Also, when he becomes a Gadol, he has to pay for his Maman Amazik. However, in truth, this is really not a steer to what we're saying, Bechlal. And that is, the Goyis Ashri is referring to the Gemara, which is talking about Ashar Muid. Over there, by Ashar Muid, we are Maimed Apetropis to watch the Shar. But Shankin, by Ashar Tam, we were not Maimed Apetropis. There, as we said, since there's no one who's Peshay and the Shmira, there is no Chi of Bechlal. It's not that we cannot be Mechayev the Yisayim because they're Lav Bar Tashlumin. Rather, since there's no one to watch the Shar, there never was a Pshir in the Shmira. There is no chiyuv bechlal. Here, even the Agoyis HaShri would be maskim. Even the same become a gedolim, they'll still be potter from paying. Now, the Agoyis HaShri compares his din, where he's mechadish that after a katan who's mazik, he becomes a gadol, then he's mechuyuv to pay, and he brings a right from Eres Sugya. That's by a shor mud, where there is an apotropis, Bezin appointed someone to watch the shor, and the Agoyis HaShri seems to understand, but that's the Reis Rebechanina, that really will be mechayev the yisayim to pay mina aliyah. Once Bezin appointed an apotropis, that's considered the one to be watching it on behalf of the yisayim. And when there's a pshir and the shmir, really the yisayim should pay min aliyah. That which they don't pay while they're still ktanim, that the Agoyis HaShri is understanding the same way if he's mazik begufay, he doesn't pay. Here also, he cannot be mechayev him more than if he would have been mazik begufay. However, when he becomes a gadol, he does have to pay. Therefore, the Chacham said the din is that meanwhile, the apotropis should pay. And afterwards, when they become gdayim, then they'll go and be teveyed from the yisayim. This is the ray of the Agoyis HaShri that by every katan who's mazik, when he becomes a gadol, he's mechayev to pay. If we see in our sigur that even when their mammon is mazik, they pay lechi gadli. For sure, the din is that when they themselves are mazik, they also have to pay lechi gadli. Now, I'll just mention a side point that on this nekuda, Rashi's mukha that he learned not like the Agoyis HaShri. Rashi in Amar Beis and Dibra Mascha v'chayzim v'nefram min ha'yisayim, Rashi says, "Diloi mimni v'loi avdi." Rashi's mukha that he understood b'das Reis Berchanina that he holds a derech Rebeichanan. The same way the Gemara explains b'das Rebeichanan, the reason why we're not mechayev the apotropis is because mimni v'loi avdi. Therefore, they're mechayev the yisayim, and according to Rebeichanan, we're mechayev the yisayim even while they're ktanim. Rabbi Sibachanina also holds that really we mechayev the apotropis, but mimni v'le'avdi we have to be mechayev the yisayim. The only difference is that according to Rabbi Sibachanina, the apotropis pay the money and later on they're teveya the yisayim after they become gdolim. According to the way Rashi learns, this is not meikar adin. The ikar chiyuv tashlumin really should be on the apotropis, not on the yisayim. The ikar yisayim pay is only because mimni v'le'avdi. If so, you would not have a right to the yisayim of the Agoyis HaShri. In the case where a katan is mazik and over there we cannot be mechayev him while he's a katan, maybe over there the din is that even when he becomes a gadol, he's still potter from paying. Now, I'll discuss another point over here. The sugya is mevur that according to the Mishnah, "Ein amidin apetropis l'tam ligvoyis migufay." Now, which the Mishnah says in the Seifa, "Amidin lehen apetropis umidin lehen b'fnei apetropis." That means to say that we're maimed apetropis, and then we can be goyve when it becomes a muid. Now, the mashmois of the sugya and Rashi and Tosfos are both mevur like this: is that even after we appoint an apetropis, still it is that until it becomes a muid, the first three negichos will not be a chiyuv of chati nezik. And the kasha is that there arises that in order for a shar to be considered a muid, the first three negichos which it did have to be negichos which are mechayev it. Tosfos says this clearly on Daf Chav Daled Amar Beis and Dibur Maschol b'Makim and Baal Ashar. In the end of that Tosfos says that if the shor was negech a shor shel hefker or a shor shel knani or if it was negech the person's own shvarim, in those cases there is no chiyuv chatzin nezik for these negichos, then the shor will not become a muid. The lashon of Tosfos there is ein ha'oda me'eles el b'vnei chiyuv. Ha'oda is only attained through negichos which are mechayev it. Rashi at the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amar Beis says something similar to this. He says that the pasuk of Re'eyu, which is coming to be made Hegdish, when a Shoshal Hegdish is Negech, a Shoshal Hedyet, since we know that the din is a Bayatam, your potter from Chatzin Nezek, male, we also know that if it's a Shar of Hegdish, which is a Muir, which is Negech of Shar of Hedyet, your potter from Nezek Shalim. Since the Parsha of Nezek Shalim is going back on that which we spoke about earlier in the Parsha, Negechos of a Tam, any time that this same Negecha, had it been done when it's a Tam, would be potter, now that it's done when it's a Muir, is also potter. There is no chiv nezek shalim on a negicha which would not have been mechayev chatzin nezek had the shor been a tam. Chayim can ask from Ersuga both on the Tosfos and Daf Chav Gimel Amar Beis and on the Rashi Lamed Zayin Amar Beis. In Ersuga we see that when the shor is by the apotropis, The din is that the negichus of the tamar not mechayev chatzin nezek. It still din is that it can become a muet to be mechayev nezek shalim. Has it fit with the Tosfos and Afchav Gimel Mabez, which says that you need the negichus hamechayevis in order to become a muet, and has it fit with Rashi and Aflam Zayin Mabez, then the negichah of a muet is only mechayev nezek shalim. If this same negichah had been done when the show was a tam, would have been mechayev chatzin nezek. This kash is actually asked by the Ra'ah. This is brought in the Shittu Mekubetas. He asked the kash from the Sugah of Aflam Zayin Mabez. He himself explained the Sugah as Rashi says. And he asks, how does it fit with the sugya over here, which is mavur? Then the gicha of a muad is mechayev nezek shalom, even though the same gicha had been done when it was a tam, would not have been mechayev chatzin nezek. And he answers, he says, shani hocha, the medina chayev l'shalim legamri. Really, meikar din there is a chiv. V'roi litol ve'einloi. The nezek should be able to collect, just einloi, there's nothing for him to collect from the yisoyimim. Meaning, since by a tam you have to be goyer from the guf of the shar, and bezim will not maimed apachapis l'tam ligvois migufoi, so this is a negicha which be'esam should have been mechayev the yisayimim, just there's no way to be goyver from them. If it is not comparable to a case where the negicha was not mechayev at all, like the case where the shartshel hegdish was negiach, there is no chiv. There we say that when it becomes a mu'ud, there also is no chiv, since the negicha of the tam was not mechayev either. This would also answer the kasha we asked from Tosfos earlier. Tosfos says that a negicha which is not mechayev bechlal, like the negicha of a shar of hefker or a shartshel knani, or a negicha of the shar of the mazik himself, that's a negicha which is not mechayev bechlal. That's where Tosfos says the yisoid, that these negichas will not make it into a muad. Now, there's a Tosfos read later on in Perek HaChoyvel and Daf Peidal Ramabez, which also makes a similar point in our sugya. The Gemara there is talking about that which the din is, that in Bavel, since we don't have dayonim smuchim in Bavel, in order to be goyva knas, you need dayonim who are smuchim, so the din is that you cannot be goyva chatzin nezek because we hold chatzin nezek is a knas. Now, Rav over there says a memra, there ain't muad be Bavel. There is no such a thing as a shor being a muad in Bavel. And why is that? Rashi over there explains, "Kivin d'menegicha is tamis loy meisina leila beidina heichim miayidle." Now the Tosfos over there brings this Rashi, and he understands that what Rashi means to say is that since with the first two negichos we were not mechayev chatzin nezek, so a shor who was negeach and in a way that was not mechayev him, this did not make him into a muad. This does not seem to be so mefurish in Rashi, but Akubam, this is how the Tosfos read understood, and he asks a kashan Rashi from Er Sugya. He says, "If you see from Er Sugya that there is no such din that only a negicha mechayeves makes the shor into a muad." Nagmar the Mara says, "Ema midna apachabas latam ligveis migufay." We are not maimed apachabas to be goyve chatzin nezek. Yet still the din is that if it's nageach three times by the apachabas, it becomes a muad and you pay nezek shalim. From Nagmar he proves that there's no such din that dafka negicha machayeves makes the shar into a muad. Therefore he has a different pshat of the Gemara over there. He says, since the Gemara says on daf chavdal omer alef that in order for a shar to become a muad, you have to be made b'fnei bailim or b'fnei bezdin, and the bezdin that it's referring to is dafka bezdin who are smuchim, and above all you don't have a bezdin of smuchim. Therefore, it's not shaykh for a shor to become a muid in Bavel. So the pshat is not like Rashi because you need a negicha mechayeves, rather because there has to be an edus on the first three negichos in front of a bezdin smuchim. Like upon him, we see that there's a machaykes rishayna whether you need dafka negicha mechayeves in order to make the shor into a muid. As we saw, Tosfos on daf chavdal amud beis says like this: you need dafka negicha mechayeves. And the way the Tosfos reader understands Rashi and daf peidal amud beis, Rashi holds like this as well. And Tosfos reader argues he proves from Rashi that there is no such a din that you need dafka negicha mechayeves. And we explained earlier what is the answer. How we can answer for Tosfos from Er Sugya L'Chayr, there is no negicha mechayeves over here in Er Sugya. So we said, b'shem the Ra'ah, this is considered a negicha mechayeves, even though it cannot be goyva bepoil from the Yisayimim. Be'esem, the negicha would be mechayev them, just there's no place to be goyva from. And L'Chayr, we could point out that according to this understanding of the Ra'ah, the Rashi Daf Pei Dar Omer Beis, which the Tosfos reader understands, Rashi means to say that since the negicha is not mechayev chatzin nezek knas in Bavel, therefore the shor will never become a muid. It would seem that according to the Ra'ah, that Rashi would still be difficult, because the Ra'ah is saying that in this case, when the short time of the Yisayim is Negech, that is called a Negicha Mechayeves, even though you cannot be Goyve Bepoyal, as opposed to a Negicha of a Shar which is Hefker, or a Shar of a Goy, or when the Shar of Hegdish is Negech, there also there is no Chiv Bechlal. In the Negicha of a short time of Yisayim, there, Be'etzim, there is a Chiv, just there is no way of being Goyve. In the Chiv, the same would apply, but in the Negicha of a short time Bevavel, there also, Be'etzim, this is a Negicha Mechayeves, even though it cannot be Goyve Bepoyal, because there's no Bezin of Smuchim in Bevavel to be Goyve the Knas. In the Chiv, that case should not be less of a Negicha Mechayeves than the negicha of a short time of Yisayimim. In other words, we're left with the kasha and Rashi paid out on Mabez. How can Rashi say that the negicha of a short time of Bavel cannot make it into a muid because we're not goyve knosis in Bavel? Why is it different than in our case where you see the negicha of this shor of Yisayimim when it's by the apachapas, these negichas can make it into a muid even though it's also not a negicha mechayeves? This kasha will leave B'tzarachin. Now we'll move on to another point which, as we'll see, was negiah to the previous discussion. Tosfos Dibur Maschov im Huchzuku Nachonim explains that which Rava says the pshat in the Mishnah, the chiluk between the ratio and the seifa, that the ratio where the shor is a tam, ein mamid apachapas l'tam likvayis migufay. Ashenkin, once we see that the shor is a nachon, then we are mamid apachapas. The lashon of Rava is v'im huchzugu nachonim. Once it's already huchzug as a nachon, Then we're making Rapa Chabbos to be goyva for a shor muid. And Tais says this does not mean to say that after it was Huchsak, meaning it already was Negech three times, and those three Negechas you cannot be Mechayev them. However, at that point, we'll be making Rapa Chabbos, and then already after, if it's Negech a fourth time, then already he'll be Mechayev Nezek Shalim. Tais says this is not the Pshat, rather, what the Pshat is that after we were making Rapa Chabbos, then already has to be Negech three more times, and then the fourth time we could be Mechayev Nezek Shalim as a muid. It's not enough, the first three Negechas before we were making Rapa Chabbos, those Negechas cannot count towards making it into a muid. And Tais gives two reasons for this. Firstly, he says, if you would hold the Yudi Tura Binon, then we could understand that the first three Negechas can be used towards making it into a muid. However, if you hold the Yudi Gavra Binon, then these Negechas definitely cannot count. Tais is referring to the Gemara Daf of Daud Amarav, the Gemara has a Shaila, if the Yudi Tura Binon or the Yudi Gavra Binon, the three times were made on this Shar that it was Negech, is that necessary only to establish the Shar as a Shar Nachon? Or is it Liyudi Gavra Binon? The Eidus is to warn the Bailam, to let him know that his Shar was Negech. That's Mechayev him to watch it. If after three times he still doesn't watch it, then the Shar becomes a Muid. And Tais says over here, where it was Negech three times before we were Ma'amid Apachapis, so if you hold the Yudei Tura Binon, so we could be Ma'amid Apachapis, and we'll be made in front of him about the three Negechais, that'll be enough to make the Shar into a Muid. However, if you hold the Yudei Gavra Binon, then it is that we have to be made in front of the Bailim after each Negecha. It's not enough if after all of the Negechais we bring Edim to be made on the three Negechais. That's not enough to make him into a Muid. It has to be that between the Negechais there was an Edus, and he was warned to watch his Shar. If so, in this case, we're only Maimed Apachapas after all three Negechais, it's not going to work if you're Maimed Apachapas and be made to him about the three Negechais. That's not going to make the Shar into a Muid. Nefer Tais says, Akarcha, what it means to say over here is that we're Maimed Apachapas, if after there are three more Negechais, and after each Negecha there was an Edus in front of Bezin and in front of the Apachapas, then the Shar will become a Muid, and the fourth time he'll paint Ezek Shalim. This is the first Raya of Taisus, and the second Raya Taisus brings is because this Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, he holds like the Shita of the Rishus Meshane. As you see, the Mishnah says, Nisbakech Acherish, Nishtape HaShita, or Vihigdal HaKotan, Nadin is Chazul Tamusai, when the Shar goes back from the Apachapas, back to the Bailam, Nadin is that it goes back to being a Tam once again, as we'll see later on, the Gemara explains, because Rishus Meshane, we'll discuss this later on. If so, the same would apply over here. If the three Negechas happened before we married the Apachapas, then afterwards, when we are married the Apachapas, we would say the din of Rishus Meshane, and it would require three more Negechas, and Negechas which it did in a different Rishus would not be enough to make it into a Muid. So these are the rays of Taisvis. You don't count the first two Negechas before we are married the Apachapas. And Taisvis explains that the Lashon of Hochsagung Nachonim, which the Chorus Mashab that already did three Negechas, according to what we're saying now, it's not Negech how many Negechas it did before. The Iker point is that we know that it's in Shar Nachon, then after we married the Apachapas, we'll need three more Negechas. Tais says, Einach Nami, the Lashon of Hochsagu does not mean necessarily that it did three Negechas, it just means that we see that this Shar is a Mishtageya, we see already that it's a wild Shar, that's enough for us to be Maimon the Apachapis, and then it'll become Muid if it's Negech three more times. Now the Chayr Zahar we can point out over here, and that is, we discussed previously, we saw the Shita of Tais and the Chav Daon on Mebeiz, that a Negech which is not a Negech HaMechayeves is not enough to make the Shar into a Muid, like a Negech of a Shar of Hefker or a Shar of a Goy. We ask the Kasha from our Sugya over here, we see the Negechas of this Shar of the Yosim is not a Negech HaMechayeves Chatzi Nezek, yet still the din is that it could become a Muid to pay Nezek Shalim. And we answered from the Ra'o, this Batsim is a Negech HaMechayeves, just as though we could be Goyver from the Yosimim. Nachar, we can ask a Kasha over here, if so, Tais over here who had a Tzad to say that the three Negechas that the Shar did before we were Maimon Apachapis, that also would be enough to make the Shar into a Muid, and Tais brought two Raya's, not like that. Nachar, the Negechas that it did before the Apachapis was here, those were definitely not Negechas HaMechayeves. Bishlama, after we were Maimon Apachapis, and there's someone who's watching the Shar, there's a Pshia in the Shmira, so Batsim there should be a Chiv. The only reason there's not is because you cannot be Goyver from the Yosemim, as Rashi says, because Matat Liyasmi Lo Mishtabdi, which we explained earlier what exactly that means, but that's only after there's an Apachapis who is Peshe and the Shmira. Before there's an Apachapis, there was no one who's Peshe and the Shmira. The Yosemim themselves are not able to watch their Shar. Therefore, those Negechas are not Negechas HaMechayeves Bechlal, and that should be partial that those Negechas should not be enough to make it into a Muid. Why does Tais not bring this reason? He gives two other reasons why we don't count those Negechas before the Hamadas Apachapis. The Chari could have said this reason. This Kasha is asked by the Sefer Yael Sashachar, Reb Steinman Shlita. Because of this Kasha, he says we have to answer the Kasha from the Sugya on Tais's Afchav Dawud and Rebbeiz differently than the Ra'ah says. Now, as he says, Tais's Afchav Dawud was talking about where the Shar time was Negech, a Shar of Hefker, or a Shar of a Goy, or a Shar which was owned by the Mazik himself. That's where Tais says this Yisoid, that these Negechas are not enough to make it into a Muid. And Reb Steinman explains that in these cases where the Shar HaNizik is a Lav Bar Chayuva, it's a type of Shar which being Negech, it is not Mechayev the Mazik, these cases it's not considered a Hezik Bechlal. It's not considered that any damage was done and the Shar Mazik does not get a shame of a Mazik, since there's no Din Bechlal that the owner has to watch his Shar from being Negech, a Shar of Hefker, or a Shar of a Goy. If it is Negech, it's not considered a Maisim Mazik Bechlal, That's what Tosfos means to say, that these negichas will not make the shart into a muid. Mashenkin in Ersiga, this definitely is a meisim mazik. A hefsid moment was caused, and the bialim of the shart should have watched to make sure that his shart does not do this hezik. The only problem is that the yisayim were not able to watch the shart. These type of negichas will be enough to make the shart into a muid. So whether it was before we remember the apotropos or after, even though before we remember the apotropos it was known who was able to watch the shart, and after we remember the apotropos there is someone to watch the shart, but there's no way to be goyim from the hezik. Either way, the din is that these negichas will be enough to make the shart into a muid, because be'etzem it is a meisim mazik, since the shart nizik was a bar chiyuva. And for that reason, Tosfos did not explain that the reason why we cannot count the first two negichas before we remember the apotropos. Tosfos did not say the reason is because these negichas were not negichas ha-mechayvos, because as far as Tosfos, the Chav Dal does not apply over here. That's only when the shart nizik was not a bar chiyuva. In this case, the shart nizik was a bar chiyuva. Therefore, Tosfos has to give two other reasons why we don't count the first three negichas, which were before we remember the apotropos, either because Liyuda Gavra Be'inan or because Rishus Meshaneh. Now we'll continue on to Amud Beis and we'll discuss the inyan of Rishus Meshaneh. The Rav there brings a machlikus in the Braisa in the case where you remember the apotropos after it was nisbakeh hachirish or nishtapeh hashrita or higdala katan or bol bail of Medina Sayem. And Yehuda ben Nekusa Amar Simcha says, Chazur l'tamusay ad she'idu boi b'fnei bailim, and Yehuda holds habiyu b'cheskasi. The Gemara explains, v'maiko miflegi b'rishus meshaneh ik b'inayu. Simcha sava rishus meshaneh, v'ribesi sava rishus einim meshaneh. Now what exactly is this machaikus of rishus meshaneh or not? Rashi explains, rishus meshaneh over here means, ha'rishus she'nishtana lo she'yotzem midei apotropos v'nichnas l'rishus bailim meshaneh es hado'osay. Rashi explains the Gemara, this is the pashtus. The fact that it was nishtana from the rishus of the apotropos back into the rishus of the bailim, does this change the ha'odah of the shar? And the Shittim Betis over here, he brings a different pshat b'shem Rabbi Yonasan. And he says like this, he says, L'man d'amar chazur l'tamusa isovar, k'shem sh'nishtana inyin bal ha'shar, m'cherushus l'pichus, o m'katnus l'gadlus, k'en nishtana choyli ha'shar, v'nisrapa mi'ad o'osay, v'al k'en ein l'shalim alov elu chatzi nezik. He explains that Rishus Meshaneh in Erasuga does not really mean a Shinei Rishus, rather what it means to say is a change which took place in the Bailim. He went from being a Cherish to being a Pekeach, or from being a Koton to being a Godol. Somehow that can also trigger a change in the Shor and make it from a Muir back into a Tam. Beresi, however, holds we don't say Rishus Meshaneh, and Rabbeinu explains the Pshat is, She'ein Odom She'ish Li Mazel, V'Hashor She'ein Li Mazel Shovin. You can't compare an Odom who has a Mazel to a Shor who does not have a Mazel, just because the Odom had a change, that's not a reason why there would be a change in the Shor. Now, this pshat of Rabbeinu Yonasan would seem to be difficult to understand. The Chayyim Rashi's pshat is the pashtus. The Shin Rishus is that it went from the apotropos back to the Rishus of the Bailim. The Lashon Shin Rishus does not seem to fit so well according to Rabbeinu Yonasan. And furthermore, the Gemara Daf Mem Amud Beis is mavur that if a shor was given over to a shomer and became a muid while it was by the shomer, afterwards when it goes back to the Rishus of the Bailim, that's also called the Shin Rishus, and it goes back to being a tam. And the shaila is, why doesn't Rabbeinu Yonasan learn the same thing over here as well? The same over there, Shuvin Rishus means it went from one person's Rishus to a different Rishus. This will be the Parshas over here as well. The Shin Rishus is that it went from the Rishus of the Apotropos back to the Rishus of the Bailim. And it would seem that Rabbeinu Yonasan held the start going from the Apotropos back to the Rishus Bailim, that would not be considered a Shin Rishus. It's not really changing Rishus, and it would be different than a Shomer. For that reason, he had to say a new Pshat in the Gemara that Shin Rishus over here really means something else, that there was a change which took place in the Bailim. Well, we have to understand what is the Pshat in this, what is the Chil between the Rishus of the Apotropos and the Rishus of a Shomer. Now the truth is, we do find something similar in Bidas HaRambam. The Rambam Paskins that din, which is discussed in Daf Mem, about who would be based Shoyel v'chziru l'baylim, the din is that goes back to being a Tam. And the truth is, the Gemara in Daf Mem and base has a few Mahalchim, there's Machlekes Amram, had to understand the Pshat in that din, is it because of Rishus Meshaneh, or because of a different reason? The Rambam Perek Daud Huchas Nis Kemom and Aloch HaTes, he Paskins Shoyel k'shu Tam, v'hu would be based HaShoyel, v'chziru l'baylov, chazur l'tamusay, hoyov v'nishtanis Rishusay, b'allah ha'ha'odah. The Rambam Paskins, the reason why we say if it becomes a muid by the Shemir, when it goes back to the Bayim, it becomes a Tam once again, is because of the din of Shin Rishus. And for that reason, the Rambam Paskins in Perek Vav, Aloch HaVav as well, that we hold Rishus Meshaneh, the Rambam there says, Shor Shehur V'nimkar, Aynitin B'matono, Chosu L'tamusoy, Sheh Rishus Shenishtanis, Meshaneh Dinay. There also the Rambam Paskins the din of Shin Rishus. The Rambam there continues and he says, Aval Meshilo Yay Mosr L'Shemir, Hareo B'ches Kosay. Here the Rambam Paskins, like the Gemara says in Daf Mem Amud Beis, that even though the din is if it became a muid by the Shomer and then went back to the Bailim, it becomes a Tam once again. However, the other way around, if it became a muid by the Bailim and then the Bailim gives it over to someone to watch, giving it over to a Shomer is not considered a Shin Rishus. That's the Gemara says in Daf Mem Amud Beis. Baal Kaponim, the Rambam then continues and he says, V'chein shor shehur b'fnei apotropos, v'nispakech achirish, v'nishtapeh ashoito, v'higdol hakoton, af bi shebotol apotropos, harehin mu'odim mechaskoson, sharei b'rishus bailim mein. Here the Rambam Paskins that as far as an apotropos is concerned, if it becomes a muid by an apotropos and then goes back to the Bailim, that's not considered a Shinui Rishus. The Magen Mishnah over there is bothered by this. Agamar explained, what is the machlokes between Sumchus and Yabesi when it becomes a mood by the Apotropos and then goes back to the Baila, whether it's Chazur Letamusai? The Gemara explains that this machlokes is totally whether Rishus Mashana or not. So you see that if you hold a Rishus Mashana, the din is that by Apotropos also it's considered a Shinui Rishus. If the Ram is Mavur that he paskins the din of Rishus Mashana, that if it changes the Rishus, it does go back to being a Tam, yet still by Apotropos he paskins the din is that it does not go back to being a Tam. What is the pshat on this? The Magen Mishnah says, Akarich, you have to be mechalik and say, even though the Rambam does pass on the din of Rishus Mishane, like the Maskana of the Gemara, Daf Mem and Bebeis, the Gemara says like this, Meshain Rav Papa. The Magen Mishnah explains, that does not mean to say that Rav Papa does not fit with Rav Yosi. Rather, Rav Papa holds, even if you hold like Rav Yosi, and by Apotropos, it's not considered Rishus Mishane, Rav Yosi himself would also be masking that there is a concept of Rishus Mishane, just by Apotropos, it's not really considered a Shini Rishus. Lasmech in Perek Daud, Hochus Niske Momen, Alochaches, he explains the chilek between Apotropos and Shoyel. He says, a Shoyel has schus ishtamshus, he has a right to use the chayfitz, and he has a chiv einstim, therefore the din is that when it goes back to the bailim, it's considered a shinui rishus. Mashenkin and Apotropos, he doesn't have any kinyan min bechlal, therefore when it goes back to the bailim, it's not considered a shinui rishus. Now this is Obadas Ram, who paskins like Rabbi Yosi. The Apotropos is not considered a shinui rishus, yet the Ram still holds that by mechira or maton, it is considered a shinui rishus. But Das Somchis, who holds that Apotropos is considered a shinui rishus, he obviously holds that even though the Apotropos does not have a kinyan for a shtamshus or for einzim, still the fact that it's by the Apotropos, that's enough to be considered a shinui rishus. And based on this, we can also explain Badas Rabbi Yonasan in Ner Sugya. He explains shinui rishus in Ner Sugya does not mean what it means in Daf Mem and Mebeis. Over there, it means an actual shinui from one rishus into a different rishus. Here, Rabbi Yonasan has a new pshat that shinui rishus just means that there was a change, that change that took place in the Bailim. He went from being a cherish to being a pikeach, or from being a katan to being a godol. And the question is, why does he not learn Ner Sugya al derech l'sugya on Daf Mem and Mebeis? And according to what we're saying now, we could say that Rabbi Yonasan held that it's poshut that an Apotropos is not considered a Shinui Rishus. The same way we explained with Das HaRambam, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, that even though there is a concept of Shinui Rishus, but by Apotropos it's not that, Ben Yonasan perhaps, he held that this is Pashut, and there's no room to argue on this, therefore even with Das Sumchis, he didn't want to explain that Shinui Rishus in Ner Sugya actually means a Shinui from one Rishus into a different Rishus. It was Pashut to him that by an Apotropos, since there's no Kinyonim, he doesn't have any Schus Shtamshus, and there's no Chiv Einsim either, Sumchis would agree that there's no actual Shinui from one Rishus into a different Rishus. That's what Ben Yonasan explained, that here Shina means something else, and it doesn't daf Mem and Beis. Here means that Shina took place in the Bailam himself. Now, in this idea of Rishus Mishana, we'll mention an interesting chiddush of the Chazanish. This is in the Likut Mamasechas Baba Kama and Simon Yotes. Makes a dik from the Brisa and Daf Mem. The Brisa over there says, "Who would be Beis Shoyel v'chzir le Bailam, Bailam Misham and Chatzin Nezek?" If the Shoyel became a mood while it was by the Shomer, afterwards when it goes back to the Bailam, it becomes a Tam once again, and the Bailam only pays Chatzin Nezek. The Gemara over there in Daf Mem Beis explains the pshat is because of Rishus Mishane. And the Chaznish says, the Baisa should have said a bigger chiddush, even if it was a mood by the Bailam. If he gives it to the Shomer, eventually he gets it back, and when it comes back to the Bailam, it remains a Tam because of his din Rishus Mishane. And from here, the Chaznish proves that the din is not like that. Rather, when it goes back to the Bailam, the din is it will go back to being a mood once again, even though in between when it was by the Shomer, it had a din of a Tam. And he explains because the klal of Rishus Mishane does not mean that the actual Shini Rishus, the transaction from one Rishus to another Rishus makes it from a mood back into a Tam. Rather, what it means to say is that even if the Shor is a mood in one Rishus, that does not mean to say that it will have that status of a mood in the second Rishus. However, in the case we went back to the first Rishus, the Rishus that it had become a mood in the first place, then it will go back to its status of a mood, and the Bayim will pay Nezek Shalim in this case. And he proves this, he says, if not, every time when a Shor becomes a mood, the Bayim always has an Eitzel, he'll give it over to a Shamer for a few moments, and it will lose its status of a mood, and then the Bayim will get it back, and it will go back to being a Tam once again. Akarach, this is not the din. The din is that it will go back to being a mu'id, even though waltz by the shomer has a din of a tam. And the Chaznish explains, because it's not the pshat that the teva of the shor changes when it transfers rishus. And just as we find there's a concept of a shor who's a mu'id for Shabbos and not for Yom Yisachoyel, the teva of the shor is that in certain situations, whether it's the day of the week or any other factors, in certain situations it has a din of a mu'id, in other situations it's not negeach, it has a din of a tam. So too we can have the same concept that in certain rishuyos, when it's by the rishus of the baal, it's tevas to be negeach, therefore it is a mu'id. It does not mean to say that when it's in a different rishus, it will also act that way. Therefore, it remains a tam in the second rishus until we see that even in the other rishus, it also is acting as a mu'id. This is the pshat. The Chaznish says that if the bayim have a shor which is a mu'id and he gives it over to a shomer, so whilst by the shomer has a din of a tam, but if it goes back to the bayim, then already it goes back to its din as a mu'id. And then based on this, Chaznish has a very interesting chiddush. He says if we have a shor which we know that in three different rishuyos it's negeach, it's acting as a mu'id, then already the din will be that in all Rishuyos it has a din of a mu'id. Just like we find that if it's Negech on three different days of the week, it gets a din of a mu'id for all days of the week, or if it's negech three different minim, it's considered a mood for all types of minim. So too, when it's negech in three different rishuyos, that's enough to prove to us that the ha'ada of this shar is not dependent on any specific rishus, rather it would be negech in any rishus that it would be found. Based on this, Chaznish answers another kasha which a number of achinim ask, B'chanan and the Kibbutz Beurim, the Stipulin, Kilosak of Simin Memzayin, they ask, according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that Yuchlat HaShar. After the Shar is Negeach, the Nizik becomes a Shutif in the Shar, so every time a Shar is Negeach, there's a new Bailim. If so, how is it ever possible for the Shar to become a Muid? We should always say that there's a Shini Rishus. After each Negeicha, the Shar goes into a new Rishus, the Rishus of that Nizik. Now, there are other possible Tzurusim to answer this Kasha. Rabbi Chanan and the Kibbutz Beurim, this is in Baba Kama Oishchav Aleph, he says, perhaps you could have answered the Kasha by saying that if you hold Yuchlat HaShar like Rabbi Kiva, and you'll also hold the Rishus Mashana, the only way Ashar will be able to come on Mu'ed is if it's Negeach, Negeachas, which were not Mechayvet Chatzi Nezek. For example, if it was a Negeach Ashar of a Goy, or Ashar of Hefker. However, Rabbi Chanan says, according to the Taisa on Daf Chav Daud, which we mentioned, Taisa holds that if these Negeachas will not make the Ashar into a Mu'ed, then this Kasha will remain. Maisa the Chazish himself gives other Tzurutzim, he says, maybe you could say that even if you hold Yuchlat HaShar, well, Maisa, if the Mazik was Mesalik the Nizik Bezuzi, the Nizik agreed to accept money instead of taking a chelik in the shar, in that case it would not be considered a shin rishos, and therefore the shar could become a muid. Rakapan, the Chaznish says, according to the Ikri say, which he's saying, that the whole din shin rishos does not mean that when the animal goes from one rishos into another rishos, its teva changes. Rather, what it means to say is that when it becomes a muid, it's only a cheskas nachon to be negeach in the rishos which is found now. It's not a right that even in addition to rishos, it would also be negeach. Therefore, the Chaznish says, if it was negeach in three different rishos, then it would be considered a mood for all Rishuyos. If so, this kasha is not difficult at all, even though after each Negeicha there is a Shin Rishus. By the time it's Negeich the fourth time, then already it's Hochsek to be Negeich in three different Rishuyos. Therefore, it's considered a mood no matter which Rishus it's Negeich in.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.